Welcome to Show and Tell with the Two Mortgage Guys. We come to you live every Tuesday at noon on Facebook and on YouTube. Today, we're interviewing Joe Martino from the Wyman Group. Joe's an avid outdoorsman and specializes in lakefront real estate. If you've ever thought about buying a lake house, stick around. Joe's the man.
So Joe's a lifelong resident of Howard County, also having spent a large amount of his life in Monticello and Winnemac area. Being brought up by entrepreneurs and being one himself, Joe's made many valuable connections that have helped him develop the knowledge and power to market residential and commercial listings and to bring buyers and sellers together. As an avid outdoorsman, his knowledge of lake homes, rural and recreational properties also make him the perfect fit for those looking to sell or relocate to the lake, farm, or ranch. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Hey, thank you very, very much, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, welcome.
We were excited to have you on. We know you've got great personality, and you know what you're talking about in real estate. But before we get into any of that, I just need to know, because I'm not going to lie. I keep hearing this term, Joey Two Beards, and I don't know what the heck it means. And I'm sure there's a story, and maybe I should have asked first if it was even – something we can talk about on the show, but what's the scoop?
That's a good question. Actually, this is something we can talk about on the show. And, you know, a lot of people don't know what it means, and it kind of took on a different meaning after its inception. So I'll make it quick. So, you know, I've grown the whole beard thing out now a few years ago. And so I'm a big turkey hunter, and male turkeys, the gobblers, have beards. And the year that I grew my beard out, that year I killed a double bearded turkey. He had two beards, which is a tremendous trophy. It's supposed to be a huge trophy to kill a multiple bearded bird. You know, I'm not that into it, but, and my friend just looked up, you know, he saw the two beards and he looked up and he goes, Joey Two Beards. And it just stuck. And it also had to do with the beard I have, you know, he's right. He wouldn't have made that reference if I didn't shoot a two bearded turkey. And then Shelley Wyman has been, referring to me as, you know, she's such a great cheerleader but she's like, Joe, I would, you know, she just basically says that I'm trying to think of how to say this. I did something one time. She goes, well, I wouldn't expect you to do any less. She goes, even if you only had one beard, but you have two. So for her, it's like the whole two beards is like an extra power. It gives me extra power, you know, than the normal beard. So the beard is awesome enough to make equal two is in her mind.
Right.
I'm so glad I asked.
I'm sure you are.
That is not at all where I thought you were going to go with this.
That is great. I know. So I like to leave a little mystery there, but there's a couple different meanings behind it. But the origination was, from the term.
Yeah.
So look, share with us a little bit. I know you kind of talk about turkey hunting, but we know you're avid hunters, but share with us a little bit what you do and kind of how that equates into real estate, how you tie in your hobbies and your passions into real estate.
Absolutely. So, you know, obviously I do recreational properties as well. We're not going to talk about those today really, but I mean, you know, hunting and fishing land, you know, people come to me when they want to sell one or buy one because, you know, I know how to find deer sign and turkey sign, and I know what to look for and what can make a good thing on recreational property. You know, there's funnels and pinch points and bedding areas and la, la, la. So on the lake side of things, you know, I grew up fishing these lakes around here. And then my son, Nicholas, when he was in junior high and high school, started fishing the Indiana Bass Federation and the BASS, you know, the state high school fishing tournaments that they have now. So we bought a bass boat when he was around 15 and he could start fishing them. And then it got to where him and I were fishing when it got me back into the bass scene. And about I've always fished for some sort of fish. So I frequent these lakes and have all my life. And I feel like I know, depending on the lake, you know, maybe every rock, where the channel is, where you can drive a boat, where the idle zones are, what kind of species of fish are in them, how to catch, you know, any question that a buyer is going to have, hey, what kind of fish are in this lake? Well, immediately a lot of agents are out. I mean, if they don't fish, they won't know. Or
exactly.
If they haven't spent 40 years fishing all these lakes in northern Indiana and south, you know, north central Indiana, Questions always come up. What kind of fish are in these lakes? Where can I catch crappie? If I'm, you know, selling a property in Winnemac, hey, what kind of fish are in the river, especially if they're from out of town and it's a second home? Or Lake Freeman, for instance, there's a place just north of the Washington Street Bridge where you can't get an inboard boat. You're not going to get a wakeboard boat. There's an old dam that lies about a foot and a half underwater. You have to have an inboard outboard. Not a local agent wouldn't know that. Or where's the channel? You know, there's fishermen. They're like, I'm never fishing Lake Schaefer again. I was running my boat in 2 feet of water. I'm like, yeah, you know, that's, yeah, I hear you. Where's the channel? You know, Coon Lake up around Warsaw. Coon Lake is an idle-only lake. So is Niona, but it's on the Barbee chain. Coon Lake is. So there's seven other lakes that aren't idle-only. Or the Big Monon Bay on Lake Schaefer. It's a, you know, 30-minute idle to the end of Lake of the Monon Bay. There's just things and how to run the river up there. There's different things and where the bait shops are. Where can I buy bait? Where can I, you know, where can I get a boat worked on? Over 40 years of fishing these lakes, I happen to have a lot of that information and know how to navigate them and how to catch fish in them, per se. Cool. Not all the time. Yeah.
But you do, and that's your expertise in that whole piece of it, is knowing that stuff. Because like you said, especially for somebody like for Ryan and myself, we grew up around this area, so we're familiar mm-hmm. with some of the lakes around us. But yeah, you send me over to Illinois, I don't know anything about a lake over there. Like you said, right. If you're buying it as a second home, you need somebody that's going to be able to tell you. If you're going up to a lake to fish, you want to make sure there's fish inside that lake.
That's exactly right. And whether it's, you know, Lake Wawasee or Lake Hamilton up around Angola or Maxincucky, or, you know, you have to have that knowledge or that experience. And another thing we didn't talk about, not, you know, I'm not trying to talk too much, but seawalls, boat lifts, you know, there's all kinds of things that are important. You know, the client's going to ask you, how much is a seawall? Okay, well, you know, you got to know, how much does that cost per foot? I don't have to know the exacts. I'm not the guy that puts them in, but a good knowledge of those types of things, you know, the boat lift, seawalls, all that kind of stuff, things that go with a lake house that some people don't think about.
Marinas, maintenance, yep. Some of that stuff that you yep. like, which is good because like you've got a boat. So like you've been in and out of these places and mm-hmm. up and down the ramps and yeah.
Absolutely.
Man, I'm blown away. Like I knew you were going to mention some stuff that I probably wouldn't be familiar with, but you said at least 15, if not 30 things I never even thought about.
Yeah. And that's just it. And it's, you know, like I said, I've spent so much time in that area, probably half my life on the road fishing these lakes, just, you know, for fun or for tournaments or hunting around there. So I do know, you know, I could tell you where a good restaurant is. I could tell you where what's on the water and what's not. Like we talked about the species of fish and how to catch them and the bait shops and all that. It really comes into play.
What are the, give us an example of like the different costs. Like, I mean, I think about, like, I grew up in Peru area and I know there's, you know, South Mud Lake and I know mm-hmm. there's all these kind of lakes nearby and definitely different price points as far as if you wanted to live on the water.
Right.
And I suppose the reason you might want to live on some of those lakes would vary because some of them are going to be fishing only. You're not going to get out in a ski boat.
Right.
But is there a big, massive difference in real estate prices on these various lakes?
Absolutely. And that's a tremendous question. It's a great question. Yes, there is. And depending on the lake, there's variability, right? So Niona and South Mud, you know, those are what we call, recreation only lakes, 10 mile an hour lakes, really good fishing, but they're smaller lakes. You know, I've listed and sold homes up there for $100,000 that need, you know, a lot of work, up to $300,000, you know, $350,000. So there's a big fluctuation on Niona and South Mud. Overall, they're going to be lower just because the limited, you're not going to put a wakeboard, but you can't go over 10 miles an hour. I'm going to go to the extreme, you know, Lake Maxincucky, right? $3-4 million, $7 million, you know, on these homes, maybe two, you know, but anywhere in that $1.5 to $7 million, but they're all going to be in that, let's just say, average $3 to $4 million. Tremendous smallmouth fishing, great wake, you know, wakeboard lake, but it's a natural lake. Manitou, you know, it's been a little bit since I've really comped much on Manitou, but let's just say the $300,000-500,000. you're probably not going to find a $100,000 house on Manitow, right? You're probably not going to find a $5 million house, but they're all going to be in that 3 to 7, let's say, average. They're all pretty much equal type houses. They're not a big variation of cottages to houses. Now you go to Schaefer and Freeman, you got a different story, but there you have the river into the lake, you have the bays. And the one thing I like about Freeman and Schaefer that you don't have on the Manitows, the Max and Cuckies, the Wawasees, the Syracuse, the Northern Lakes, and more. What separates them is you have the $2-3 million homes and you have the $130,000 600 square foot cottage. So there's really something for everybody on those lakes. You know, if you just want a weekend cottage that can be affordable to a lot more people, you know, 180 to, you know, 225,000 can buy you something pretty nice on those lakes. It may not be main lake right there. It might be in a bay or a cut and you got to idle 10 minutes to get there or a channel, but they have a lot more variation on affordability on those two lakes and on Niona and South Mud and some of those.
Yeah, and you're still like you said, you're lake access to the major part of the lake.
Oh,
for whatever, 120,000. I mean, that's all people want, right?
Smell
and being able to be there.
Exactly. So a lake home is not out of people's realm. And another thing on Schaefer and Freeman, you have trailer courts, mobile home courts, right? Where maybe for 20, 30, 40,000 or 80 or 90,000 on the 100,000 on the high end, you have that lake access. They might not be year round. They might shut the water off in the winter. They might be summer use only, but on those lakes, if you're willing to get in your boat and either idle for 5 or 10 minutes or, you know, to get to the main lake, unlike Niona and those, these are all power lakes. You know, you can wakeboard, you can, you know, go to Indiana Beach, you can ski, you can do anything you want to do. So, but they're reservoirs compared to the others I mentioned in North Central, where those are natural lakes. It's a little clearer water and things like that. But the water in Schaefer and Freeman are still quite clean. They're just not that natural lake like Max and Cucky, where you can see 20 feet, 15 feet down.
Yeah. Right. So, hey, we all know that real estate is an investment. I mean, you can pretty much go back 20 years and look at any property today that still exists and look at what it would have sold for 20 years ago and be like, wow, had I bought that 20 years ago, it'd be worth so much more money. How much of a difference is there in lakefront property appreciation? I mean, there's only so much lakefront out there. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing that the homes are going up quicker in value, or are they still comparable to homes in city or county? Or,
you know, that's a good question. And I haven't looked at that data recently. I mean, they've went up tremendously, but you know, the last couple of years, everything did so much that I don't know how it compared, but I mean, it at least kept pace. I mean, you know, 15 years ago, these $150,000, $200,000 homes I'm telling you about on Schaefer were, you know, 80 some thousand. So yeah. In right. 15 years, they've at least 2-3 times in some cases. Let's just say for all intents and purposes, they've at least matched. But I mean, waterfront, they're selling for a lot more square foot. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's say that because, you know, where, you know, it's not uncommon on Lake, you know, I've comped several on Schaefer in the last few months, $200 to $400 a square foot. Where, you know, around here we're somewhere in that $100 to $130 a square foot. But so even though the home value may not have outpaced, you know, the price per square foot is much higher because you're right, it's limited. There's only so much area on the water around here.
Yeah exactly. Yeah.
My grandparents, my great grandparents, when I was a kid, they had a home on Lake Wawasee.
Mm-hmm.
As they got older and it wasn't suitable for them to live there, nobody in the family stepped up and bought it. And my dad still brings that up. He's like, man, that's a regret. I wish I could have figured out how to have purchased that home back then, because that would be worth today.
Oh, it's yeah, it's tremendous. It's, you know, it's like a 67 GTO, right? I mean, you know, God, I wish I'd have kept that car, you know. You're right, it's named the lake house.
Right. It's those opportunities, you know, if it pops up, but at that same point, like you guys were talking about, you know, all in all in history, you know, real estate's a great investment. And especially if you get in those areas, like you said, lakefront properties, depending on what that lake does in a few years, yeah, your property could double or triple in value easily.
Oh yeah. Real estate is, you know, all of the, you know, successful people we see on TV and all these, you know, real estate is always in their investment portfolio for sure. It's as good. It's just a great investment. And if you take care of it and if you upkeep it and manage it, it, you know, I'm not one of those people who say, oh, you never lose money in real estate. That's not true. It depends on when you buy and sell, just like anything else. But overall, it is a solid investment, as, you know, strong as any other, and sometimes incredibly strong. You're right about that, Steve.
Well, from a financing perspective, from a financing perspective, you know, you can buy a second home and you don't need as much money down as you would an investment property. So for somebody who maybe had looked into buying a rental property and was told they needed, you know, a large down payment, a second home, a lake home, you can get into it with less money out of pocket. They've recently changed the fee structure. You know, they're going to hit you with a little more fees than they used to. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to have a 20% down payment to get into a lake home. Right. If you think about buying a home in addition to where you're currently living.
That's great news. And people, yeah, that's great news.
Yeah, because on those, it's only 10% down. So it helps tremendously for somebody mm-hmm. that's looking for that to be able to get into it.
No, absolutely.
The other thing I wanted to bring up was that recently the Wyman Group opened an office up in Monticello. Fill us in a little bit on that, because I thought that was a great move for you guys, because for where we're located at, that's sort of more of the lake area as you get a little bit further north, mm-hmm. northern part of Indiana with it. So
awesome. Yeah, so we did recently open that. The Wyman Group did. So, you know, when I came on, I had some fairly strong connections in Winnemac and Monticello, as you read in my bio, and I was selling quite a few properties up there, lake homes, right? A lot of lake homes, because I kind of, you know, grown up spending a lot of time there. So, and Paul and Shelley did real good at recognizing that. And, you know, we felt like that, you know, even though that's a, you know, there's still room in that market. Because people always want to buy lake homes, and why, and like we talked about, it's a great investment. It's a great, it adds a lot of quality of life, you know? And the market's always going to be there for lake homes. And with what little I knew about lake homes, or what I know or knew about lake homes, they recognize that there's potential there, and I liked it up there. So it allows me to spend some more time up there. And we've got three new agents all over there now. So three local agents to the area, one from Winnemac and two from Monticello, Monon and Monticello, which Monon's a nearby town. So I love that we're getting in that lake house game, because there's definitely a lot of agencies that work around those lakes, but when you have the know-how and the ins and outs, it's an enjoyable market, and it's one that we hope to grow in, and I think we're going to grow quite well in.
Yeah, I feel really good with it. I think like Ryan hit on it earlier when you were going through with everything with all that goes in, involved with a lake, from seawalls to all that other stuff, the stuff you don't understand. I'm envisioning myself as being a realtor selling lakefront properties. If I'm not in the game, I really didn't understand any of that stuff. So it's really that knowledge side of it's great that you've gotten that to be able to add value for those agents and yourself up in that area.
Thank you.
When he's not fishing, you're fishing a lot up there, aren't you?
Yeah, I didn't fish as much. I didn't fish as much this year. Thank goodness I was working more, but, I fish a lot up there. I fish when I can.
Then that's a whole different piece of it. I was just thinking, like, for most real estate agents, like, you drive around town and you're like, hey, I sold that house, I sold that mm-hmm. house. But like for you, if you're on the boat, you're doing the same thing from the water.
Exactly. Ask my wife. Yeah. Or Paul, when Paul and I, he fishes some tournaments with me, we'll be tooling along. You know, I'm buzzing down the lake, going to the next spot from point A to point B. I'm like, I sold that one. I sold that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't help it, but you're right. Exactly. I get to do it from the boat.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Way more fun when you do that.
I think so. I agree.
Yeah. So, Joe, you got anything else that you can add in, like on lake houses, lakefront properties, anything that we've not hit on?
You know, there's, I could talk forever, but I think we, hit on the big ones, and it's just important to know that, you know, having an agent that knows not just the lakes, but we, like you guys hit on the marinas, maybe the restaurants, maybe a boat technician, an electrician, you know, knowing those areas, it's really important, as anywhere, right? To have an, or when you start getting into seawalls, you know, what kind of money are we talking? What am I going to need to do to this house? Just, no, it's just, we hit on them all, and I'm just, you know, thanks for having me on here, and I appreciate it.
You're awesome. That's great. So before we say bye to Joe, you know, if you've liked what you've heard, just like this, share it. If you've got questions that pop up or somebody says something else, just put it in the comments. We'll make sure Joe gets it so we can reply back to it. So thanks again.
Hey, Joe, thank you guys.
Thanks for being on, Joe. It's great to have you.
Hey, my pleasure. You guys have a good one.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, so next week we're going to be interviewing Will Spencer with eXp Realty. Will's passionate about helping his clients become homeowners by better understanding their credit, how to improve it for the path to homeownership. We'll be talking about credit and the benefits of buying versus renting. Be sure to watch us next Tuesday at noon.